Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
ZMP condemns government's use of brutal force on illegal minors. Internet misuse undermining traditional marriage, warns marriage counselor. And Kenya's president faces growing discontent over economy and police brutality. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Opposition Zambia Must Prosper President Kelvin Fube has condemned the actions of the government to ban equipment of illegal miners, suggesting that a better solution would have sufficed. His remarks stem from the recent video circulating on social media of illegal miners in Mufumbwe and Dikonge that were dispersed by the police and armed forces using force, tear gas and live ammunition. In a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Fube questioned the actions of the government, describing it as inhumane but also counterproductive. Instead of addressing the root causes of the issue, the government is exacerbating the problem, said Mr. Fube. Mr. Fube has therefore called on the promotion of legal and safe mining practices, ensuring that citizens can earn a living without risking their lives. He urged the government to reconsider its approach and work with miners, local councils and other stakeholders to create a conducive environment to provide opportunities for economic empowerment.
We need to promote legal and safe mining practices, ensuring that our citizens can earn a living without risking their lives. To achieve this, we have proposed the following: mine safety deployment, such as inspectors and other people to visit the miners and educate them on mining. We also urge government to promote on-site buying of gold and other minerals by our small-scale miners.
Meanwhile, Mufumbwe Member of Parliament Elliot Kamondo has expressed concern that some residents have continued with illegal mining despite government's plans to regulate them. Recently, Minister of Mines Paul Kabuswe announced measures to formalize illegal artisanal miners to acquire mining licenses and provide safety measures, which some residents of Mufumbwe have decided to pay a deaf ear to, as they have continued to mine illegally, which saw to the death of one person 6 days ago. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Kamondo says that he has embarked on sensitizing the people about the importance of acquiring licenses and dangers of illegal mining to avoid further loss of lives. Once people acquire these mining licenses, it will be easy for them to be regulated. However, what is worrying is that people are still going there at their own risk, said Mr. Kamondo. Mr. Kamondo has also noted with concern that the process of mining license acquisition being done online might prevent others from taking part due to network failures, which have proved to be a challenge, especially in rural areas. He has urged the government to consider doing the process manually to allow many people to take part.
My appeal is to make sure that at least we just get the names and the cooperatives. Those people should be cleared. They have tax clearance certificates. All those necessary documents are available. But the government should come in to make sure that all those data, those papers are helped actually to apply. Suffice to say that I don't intend to have free things. People are ready to pay all the fees to government which are applicable to those mining licenses. This is just the issue of doing it in a manual way so that everyone is given the same favor within a short period of time and the others are not disadvantaged because...
Marriage coach and counselor Remy Mukonka has expressed concern that the growing misuse of the internet, particularly social media, is reshaping young people's perceptions of relationships and marriage in ways that could be harmful to society. Dr. Mukonka said the sacred values of marriage are being undermined and glamorized, and misleading portrayals of relationships online. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mukonka noted that cohabitation is increasingly being viewed as more appealing and convenient than marriage, especially among university students living in boarding houses. Young people are being misled by social media into believing that cohabiting is normal, even desirable, as these portrayals rarely reflect the true responsibilities and lifelong commitments that come with marriage, Dr. Mukonka said. He further warned that many families are unconsciously embracing cohabitation as part of their value systems, sometimes even mistaking it for marriage. Dr. Mukonka also highlighted the decline in meaningful family communication, with many households constantly glued to their digital devices. He said this makes it difficult for parents to model healthy relationships and properly prepare their children for marriage in the future.
The things they watch on phone, the things they do, they want to do that. And when you watch some of these things that have come out, you wonder, I think they were not there when we were growing up. And I think we are beginning to see these things. It's the Western influence of the things they watch, and they watch, they want to see this, and some of them get involved into industry. This negates development. This is embarrassing. This doesn't build society. And I think our appeal is to defend the regulation, to make sure that, you know, while social media is there, you can't fight it, just like AI has come. But let us put regulation, strengthen regulation.
Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelemai, has called on the government to enhance policy coordination in addressing social protection and climate change as a strategy to reduce poverty and inequality. Speaking to RCV News during the International Labour Organization ILO Public Discussion Program held at the University of Zambia, UNZA, in Lusaka, Ms. Mukelemai emphasized the importance of aligning policies that support social welfare, particularly in both the formal and informal sectors. She highlighted the urgent need for Zambia to consider policy recommendations that strengthen the country's social protection systems. Ms. Mukelemai said these systems must effectively respond to the challenges facing vulnerable groups such as women, youth and children, particularly in the informal sector, which remains underfunded and exposed to poverty and climate-related risks. There is need for high-level coordination between climate change and social protection policies to address the shocks that come with climate change, said Ms. Mukelemai. She further stressed that building resilient systems to support at-risk populations requires a more integrated approach that considers economic vulnerabilities, environmental factors, and sustainable social safety nets in promoting poverty reduction. African news, barely 2 years into his presidency, Kenya's William Ruto is already facing calls for him to leave, summed up in the slogan, one term or one term. Protesters made signs in the air saying Ruto must vacate the presidency when his term expires in 2027. Kenya's fifth president became a remarkably unpopular leader barely 2 years into his presidency after proposing aggressive tax measures that many saw as a betrayal of his campaign promise to support working class people. Coming up shortly, search for missing continues as Texas floods kill 51, including 15 children. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support.